But we serve an awesome God. We serve a God that is full of power.
Yes.
We serve a God that can make a way out of nowhere.
Yes.
We serve a God that is bigger than you and I.
Yes.
And I believe, Brother Frazier, that we made it right here because of the big God we serve.
Yes.
Do I have any witnesses here?
Yes.
God, I discovered, is so awesome.
Yes.
I don't know if you've ever dug into God and just loved upon God and allowed the Lord to love upon you.
Hallelujah.
If you've taken some time, that's called worship, by the way.
Yes.
If you've taken some time just to love on Him, just to love on Him and hug on God and spend some time with Him, God will reveal some things to you.
Yes.
That your mind can't even comprehend.
Yes.
I wish I had some help with
it.
You see, we really don't know how to love on God. God wants some personal time. He wants some time to say, hey, why don't you just put everything aside and come and love on me? I want you to love on me. I want you to kiss on me. I want you to tell me how great I am. Because anybody like God wants to be lifted, wants to be magnified, wants to be exalted. I've discovered why God is a jealous God. He's a jealous God because when God looked around, He couldn't find nobody like Him. He tells you and I not to be jealous of one another.
Amen.
But the Bible says He's a jealous God.
Yes.
He's a jealous God because nobody's like God. He's in a class all by Himself. And I come to tell you today, when we look at this text, when we look at it, I refuse to die like this. And you know, when we call upon the name of the Lord, whatever condition, whatever situation you're in, God can bring light in your dark situation. You don't understand. Because I remember many, many years ago, I wasn't alive, Jonathan, but I remember many years ago when this world was so full of chaos and darkness was over the face of the deep. There was a man by the name of God, by the name of Jesus the Christ, yes, He was there, who stood one day and said, let there be light. And the Bible said there was light. All He did was speak into the situation, and what He spoke became a reality. But I stop by to tell you today that God can speak into your dark situation, and He can bring light into your dark situation. He can bring light into my dark situation. You got some darkness at your house that you don't want there. God can speak into it, and He can come on that darkness out and put some light there. If you got somebody that's being controlled by the devil, all you got to do is call on the name of Jesus. And God can do what you and I cannot do. I wish I had some help up in here. We need to stop stressing over our problems and let the Lord come in. I remember God stepping in and He just simply spoke. In fact, that's how you got here. God simply spoke you and I to existence. He said, let us make man in our own image. And it began, it happened. Reason why we act so crazy, when I said so crazy, and praise God and lift Him up and honor Him, is because we're so glad that God saved us. Anybody glad that God just brought you out of the darkness into the light? Know somebody. Anybody just excited to the fact that where you were, where you used to be, God brought you out of it. Used to be in darkness, but God called you out of the darkness into the marvelous light. And here you are praising God. And here you are giving God the glory. What's wrong with you? I tell you what's wrong with me. He saved me. Lord, I praise you. I tell you why I do it. It's because He delivered me. Anybody ever had some things going on? You could get yourself out of it. Oh, but call on the name of the Lord. And God set you free. Do anybody know that God has some delivering power? Can you do it today? God can deliver you. He can save you. That's why we praise Him today. We praise Him because of faith. I praise Him because you delivered me. I praise Him because you healed me. We serve Almighty God. We have four lepers, man. Amen. We have four lepers. I can close it right there. I've given you another. Somebody still ain't said something. Amen. I'm trying to connect you with Jesus. So something will move you on. If you got some Jesus in you, Jesus is going to move you. Come on, somebody. Am I right about it? If the Bible, Jeremiah says it's like fire shut up in my home. Amen. If Jesus is anywhere near you, you want to say something. Can I get some help up in here? These four leprous men looked at their situation. You know what leprosy, you know what's wrong about you. You couldn't be around people. You were an outcast.
You had a disease. It was a disease that was very contagious. You had to announce, amen, we've heard it before, you've had to announce that you had leprosy so that nobody else would come in contact with you. Because if anybody came in contact with you, they became a leper with you. Am I right about that? But these four men, the Bible gives us, that they had a condition. They had this condition, but they refused to die like that. Look at what they said. Look at what they said. It says in verse 3. And they said one to another. They were all in agreement. Why sit here until we die? Why sit here until we die? In other words, we need to do something. Why sit here until we die? They said this. Watch this. They said, look, if we go into the city, there's a famine there. We're going to die there. If we stay right here, we're going to die.
Yes.
If we go into the host of the Assyrians, by the way, the Assyrians were their enemies, maybe let's get up and go there, because it might just be that, right, that they don't bother us. They let us come in. They give us something to eat, because they had nothing to eat. They had no water to drink. But let's get away from here. Let's do something. I refuse to die like this. Let's do something. The Bible said they got up and they did something about their situation. They moved from where they were to where they believed that God was leading them to be. I want you to know something. Don't sit here and die in your depression. I ain't gonna sit here in this mess and die. Whatever it is, just make up your mind. I'm not gonna sit here and die in this mess. I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna do it. I know that's what the enemy wants me to do. I'm not going to do it. I've made up my mind. I'm not going to sit here and die. I want to tell you something. And I don't mean no harm, but you know, I think it might bless somebody. Cynthia, I want to tell you something. A few weeks ago, a couple of weeks ago, whatever it was, I'm always ready to go home because I know where I'm going. Amen. I don't mean that I question it. I know. There may be doubt where I'm going. I know where I'm going.
Amen.
Me and the Lord got it fixed.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not going because of my work. I'm going because of Jesus' work.
Amen.
Y'all gotta say something to me. I'm not going because I've lived so righteous, but I'm going because Jesus died. You better say something, baby. You know, I'm not going because I've done everything perfect. I'm not perfect, man. I'm going because Jesus died. Amen. And the Bible says, if we go through, and there's no man can go to the Father except they go through Jesus. So Jesus is my advocate. When the devil said you can't let him in here, Jesus said, well, yes, I can, because I paid for his sin. I paid for his attitude. I paid for his disposition. I paid for the crazy stuff he does. I paid for the crazy stuff that he says. I'm going to let him in here because it's all paid for.
Amen.
I said all that to say this. A few weeks ago, I really thought by now my son and I y'all would be doing a eulogy. And I was ready. And I have said at one point, Glory, I said, you know what? I says, I'm ready. Come on and get me. I'll go. Come on and take me, I'll go. I'm ready. I'm tired of it, I'm going to go. So come on, God, and get me, if that's your will. But apparently it wasn't, because I'm standing here.
Amen.
But here's the reality. Here's the reality. Like the prodigal son, when I finally came to my senses, I thought about this verse. But I said, you know what? I refuse to die like this. If I'm going to die, I can die with a smile on my face. If I'm going to die, I can die with some joy in my heart. Oh, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. If I'm going to die, I need to die with some love in my heart. I need to die with some energy. I need to die with some tenacity. So I made up my mind, I refuse to die. You got to tell yourself, you got to speak to yourself, you got to tell yourself, I'm not leaving here like this. I'm not dying in my mess. I'm not dying like this. I refuse to die. You got to tell that cancer, come out of me. I refuse to die like this. You got to tell that depression, come out of me. I refuse to be depressed the rest of my life. I refuse to die like this. You got to tell that diabetes, I refuse to die like this. I have the power to speak. And you got to speak over your life. You got to tell yourself, I refuse to die like this. I refuse.
know yourself. I refuse. Sometimes we give up and we let the enemy take over.
We let the enemy take over. We let the enemy drive us to a place where we don't need to be. It's all the enemy. Because what the Bible says is that I come to give you life and to give you more abundance. I come to announce that Mount Sinai, life is all around us.
Amen.
Life is all around us. God says, I said before you today, life and death. He said, choose life.
Amen.
I'm not going to force it on you. I'm not going to try to do something to you. He said, I said before you, life and death, choose life.
Yes.
What does that mean? Choose to live.
Yes.
What does that mean? That means that I need to go out and throw parties and drink and do this.
I refuse to, I'm going to start.
I refuse to dialogue. I refuse to answer any more of the texts. So about 9:30 last night, I happened to look at my phone, and the person sent a text, said, okay, all right, you ain't got to respond, but if you need me again, don't think about calling me. I started at the food, but I didn't. Come on, somebody. I just left it alone. Come on, somebody. Because at the end of the day, when you helping folk, come on, somebody. Huh? And they turn a deaf ear on you, the human thing is, don't come back when you need it. But I thank God today that Jesus is not like that. He says, look, they said, look, I refuse to die like this. Let us get up and go into the host of them. And if you read the whole story, the Assyrians had gotten so afraid. God had made a noise, and it scared the devil out of them, and they ran off, and when the lepers got there, no one was there. That's how God worked it out. When God is in the plan, it just works out. Take it if it works out. When God is in the plan, it just works right on out. You don't have to do nothing. You don't have to say anything. You don't have to act up. You don't have to do. You don't have to compromise who you are. God just has a way of working it out. They decided, I refuse to die like this. Now, son, can I close by telling you, let's not die like this.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Let's not die like this.
Yeah.
We got to tell ourselves, I refuse to die like this. We got to come alive, and we got to be with God intended.